Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, Finn at offbeatoregon.com, and this is the Offbeat Oregon History Podcast, which every weekday brings you another story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History syndicated newspaper column. Thank you for loading me down and queuing me up, and I hope you enjoy the show. I'm going to tell you the story today about the graveyard of the Oregon Trail, which, by the way, is still said to be haunted. I'm talking about Laurel Hill, also known as Rhododendron Village. This was the most dangerous part of the Barlow Road, which was the overland route for Oregon Trail immigrants when they got to Oregon. They could either go roaring down the Columbia River or they could claw their way over the Barlow Road. Casualties at this particular point on the Barlow Road in the 1840s were frequent, and ghost stories are plentiful today. The story was first published in the newspapers on August 24th, 2009. Here we go. If Oregon Trail pioneer Sam Barlow had been murdered, it would have been because of old Laurel Hill. Hundreds, perhaps thousands, of emigrants would have cheerfully done the deed if he'd been handy when they were descending this terrifying grade. Laurel Hill was the worst part on the Barlow Road, which was saying something. The rest of the Barlow Road was not exactly posh either. It was so steep that wagons had to be lowered down the slope with block and tackle. Some of these parties hadn't brought enough rope, and more than a few wagons ended up hurtling down the hill to end in messy and often bloody wrecks. And to add insult to injury, each party had paid Barlow the then princely sum of $5 for permission to use the road, which he had blazed in 1845. Well, bad as the Barlow Road was, the alternative, a wild and chancy excursion through the rapids of the Columbia River in a calked wagon or a prohibitively expensive ferry, was worse. Still, at least they were riding instead of walking. Typically, by the time an emigrant party reached Laurel Hill, everyone was just about played out. The livestock were skinny and feeble, and often at least one person was on the brink of death. Laurel Hill pushed more than a few of those people over the threshold, and it's a safe bet to say that at least one or two of those died with a curse for Sam Barlow on their lips. At the bottom of the hill was a more or less permanent camp, where the emigrants would stop, nurse their wounds, catch their breath, and bury their dead. Today, the site of that camp is Rhododendron Village. The Laurels of Laurel Hill were actually roadies. Rhododendron Village is basically an old logging camp, which the Cascade Geographic Society is in the process of restoring to its 1890 splendor. And the word is the place is haunted. Ghost story writer Susan Smitten, who, by the way, is an excellent source for information about legends and allegations of paranormal activity all over the state of Oregon, if you believe in that sort of thing, and actually, even if you don't, she's quite entertaining in her descriptions. In any case, Smitten reports that strange glowing orbs have appeared in photographs taken of the old bunkhouses. The buildings, which don't have much in the way of foundations, shake mysteriously as if under footsteps, and most puzzlingly, when an old piano with a mirror on the front of it was photographed, a woman's face appeared in the mirror as if she were playing it. There's also a door in the old mess hall, between cook's sleeping quarters and the kitchen area, that is reputed to open by itself every day at around 4 a.m. The theory is that a ghostly cook is getting up to start fixing breakfast. Of course, that wouldn't be it. Oregon Trail emigrant ghost, that would obviously be a logging camp ghost, maybe somebody who got pinned by a widowmaker or something like that. Volunteers in 2001 found a pair of rock-covered graves, a pioneer grave and a Native American grave, near the mess hall. Of course, a photo was taken. When the film was developed, those strange orbs were hovering over them. All of this may be true evidence of pioneer ghosts, or it may be the fruit of overheated imaginations of people all too aware that they're standing on the site of one of the great graveyards of the Oregon Trail. Either way, the legends add spice to one of the most dramatic places in Oregon history. The old village is easy to find and well worth a visit. From Highway 26, after passing through Welch's, just turn north on Low Pass Road and go straight on to Autumn Lane. Well, that's it for our show for today. This show is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. In addition to this podcast, it includes a weekly newspaper column, a daily RSS feed to catch on your smartphone reader, a Facebook page, a Twitter feed, and a couple other minor components. Photographs and other images that go with today's show are on offbeatoregon.com, where you'll also find full citations to the sources used in writing this story, along with more than 200 other articles written over the last 5 years, all organized by date of publication. This podcast is covered under a Creative Commons license. For details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band, atlasstringband.com, and was written by Carmen Ficarra. I do Offbeat Oregon for learning and for fun, so I don't sell advertising or ask for donations, but if you feel a need to make a donation anyway, may I suggest that you buy a copy of my book instead? It's called Wicked Portland, The Wild and Lusty Underworld of a Frontier Seaport Town, published by the History Press in 2012. You can order it from the store link on offbeatoregon.com if you'd like, but if you still have a local community bookstore in your town, I hope you'll consider buying it from them instead. It sells for $20. Finally, if you're ever in Corvallis, drop me a line. Maybe we can grab a cup of coffee and talk about history. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com. Don't be a stranger, especially don't be a stranger if you have a good idea for one of these columns in the future. Speaking of the future, our next show will be coming your way at around 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And until then, go out and fill up the rest of today with good stuff. Bye now.